We're streaming. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. It's some year. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Mikola Conrad, and I go by Mick because most people can't say Mikola.
It rolls off your lips. It's a great sounding name.
It is.
It's fabulous.
It is. It's Ukrainian.
Sonus, S-O-N-U-S.net.
Yes.
Okay, not.com.net. What do you guys do?
So Sonus Networks and Sonus.net, we provide security for voice over IP communications.
Oh, wow.
So we secure voice and video.
Yes, that's important. Nobody's talked about that yet.
My CIA friend would love you because that's what he did.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
All right. So, you know, what do we use? We use voice over IP for this show.
That's exactly right? It. Now, this is video streaming.
Right.
What we do is we provide security for real-time voice and video. So imagine a call on your mobile phone to another mobile phone. Imagine a contact center that needs to, or a healthcare provider that needs to secure every single call, either encrypt it. Imagine your senator getting a call and making sure that that call has no man in the middle listening into his phone call while, you know, he's also getting, so it's getting recorded by, you know, Russia or the CIA while also he's getting the call, right? So we provide that. Now, you can also imagine situations where we do security for denial of service attacks. So what we have is what we call a session border controller, which is a, I guess the best analogy for most people not steeped in the space would be a UC firewall or a voice over IP firewall. And it can provide security from denial of service attacks. So as an example, imagine you have a contact center and you're doing your thing, agents are taking their call, and somebody decides to take down your contact center. So suddenly you're a bank and nobody can get through and order a mortgage anymore. Nobody can get their account numbers anymore because somebody's launched a denial of service attack against the IP address of all your SIP trunks. For those of you, SIP is a protocol used in the voice over IP community. So they're attacking that, using that protocol, attacking your ingress point. And so suddenly, no phone calls, no video calls, nobody in your contact center can take a call. Imagine if your business can't take a call anymore. We protect against
that kind
of scenario. A police department, exactly, a PSAP, right? All the 911.
Right.
Our equipment is used in a lot of these 911 situations to make sure that calls can go through.
Now, is almost everything voice over IP now, mostly in the big cities?
So in the United, so North America versus rest of world, right? In North America, most every single contact center is mostly using SIP nowadays. Most enterprises, about 65% of enterprises, are using SIP. And the others that aren't, call them laggards in the adoption curve, and they're still using older TDM technology, time division multiplexing technology. They are all predicted to move over in the next few years. Companies like AT&T are cutting their old school TDM networks in the early 2020s.
See, I think that's a mistake. I always ask people, what's your tin can and a wire?
Yeah.
Because if they take us off the grid and everything stops, you know, that good old fashioned wire in your electrical analog line is going to be very useful.
So I agree with you to a certain extent.
All right.
You can always have two or three different providers providing IP into your connect, you know, redundancy for your IP connections.
Yeah, redundancy is the best.
But for places like we are today and, you know, in Las Vegas here and in your room, you probably have an analog phone. The equivalent of a tin can on a wire from 20 years ago, right? Our equipment can support the old-fashioned connect to a place like this and then interwork that to IP. And then if your IP connection goes down, it can still keep you calling the other rooms, right? So,
okay.
So you'll still have a dial tone and still be able to do some basic things. Not going to be able to do Skype and FaceTime and all that great stuff, but you'll be able to do some basic things and still be able to call somebody. And we provide that for a lot of our enterprise customers, you know, a lot of the big banks. They want that branch to be able to still have a phone call go
so
out.
Yeah, so important.
Or a you know, police department.
Right.
And how common are the attacks, the distributed ones, the single ones? How common are they, and how do you continue to develop your product to stay on the cutting edge?
Yeah. So in terms of the denial of service attacks, we actually have a honeypot out on our edge. And so we are Sonus Networks, and we're about a 1,000-person company, right, based in the Boston area. We're not that big a company in the scheme of things, right? However, our honeypot gets attacked every day with denial of service attacks. We use it to learn from and to harden our software, but we get attacked on a daily basis. If you look at some statistics out there, for IBM did some research recently, and 50% of attacks on communications equipment are now, or more than 50% are using SIP. Now, as a percentage of all of data versus communications-based attacks, you know, the communications-based attacks are probably less than 10% of the full scope of data attacks. I'm talking things like email phishing. I'm talking things like denial of service attacks against your email server, against your web server, right? But it's starting to increase because hackers, they knock on doors. The first doors they knocked on and have been knocking on for years is the data doors, right? The web servers, the email servers, the endpoints, right? Now they're moving. Those are getting hardened. Companies in at this Black Hat conference are helping to harden those. Not as many companies are focusing on the IP infrastructure and the voice over IP and the unified communications infrastructure. We are actually one of the few that is. And so hackers are starting to knock on that. Because not only can they do denial of service attacks and take down your communications infrastructure, which is probably the first thing they might want to do, maybe some ransomware associated with that, say, listen, pay me some money and we'll let you back up. But to your point, your last part of your question was about what are we doing to move forward in the cutting edge? Well, you can start with a denial of service attack, and our equipment can block that. The next thing that people will try to do is also to get into your network, not necessarily because they want to take down your communication system, right? Because, fine, your phone call is down, so Chuck can't get a call anymore. But what if he can get into your company's PBX or into your server, not for the purpose of taking down your communication system, but for the purpose of figuring out what your network topology is and seeing what servers you have on there, and then use other attacks to get in, use some of the well-known Windows attacks to get into your network, and then use the IP ports of your IP communication systems to exfiltrate data. Not necessarily communications data, but so we're talking about lateral movement from your communications network and your communication system to another server where your social security numbers might be stored or your healthcare data, and exfiltrate that file out through open ports in your IP system. And so when I say what are we doing for cutting edge and what's the next version of this, a lot of companies believe that if they move to a cloud-based UC system, they're secure. Or if they have a firewall in front of their homegrown on-premise IP-based PBX or IP-based UC system, they're secure. And the problem with that, and to a certain extent they are, I'm not saying that they aren't, next generation firewalls do a decent job at what they do, but they're not really looking at the SIP protocol. And so as an example, when I make a phone call to you, right, and let's say that you're sitting inside a company premise, right, and you click to answer your laptop that's ringing and you're starting to talk. That entire process is going through what is called a SIP invite, which says, hi, I want to talk to you. And you're going back and ringing. And then it says, okay, which UDP port on the router should I be using to throw mixed speech path through to you, right? That port then has to be open for the duration of our call, which could be 30 seconds, could be 30 minutes. Well, who knows how long we're going to talk? A priori, nobody knows. So a firewall does not have that deep knowledge of the SIP protocol to understand, hey, I'm going to open this port for the duration of this call, and the call just ended. It was a buy. So I'm now going to close that port immediately. It might wait a few minutes. It might wait 10 minutes. There's time frames there where people can start using those open ports to get data out or to get attacks in. And that is what a session border controller, an analogy of a UC firewall, does, right? It has deep stateful knowledge at the SIP protocol level of what's happening in your real-time communication space and can stop and start based on that. So we're looking to move into exfiltration, stopping that. In order to do that, we're starting to work with next-generation firewall providers, and nobody else in our space is doing that, to pass data, a whitelist, blacklist, to people like Palo Alto, people like Fortinet, and start raising the trust level of the communications network. So you can imagine, in today's world, a denial of service attack comes in. Our Sonus product...
We've got about 1 minute, so I just want to give you a heads up.
All right. Our Sonus product detects that and says, oh, there's a bad actor here. Here's a bad IP address. It's policing, it's blocking, it's throwing away bad packets, letting in the good, and calls are going, right? It's doing what it's supposed to be doing. it then notifies a Palo Alto firewall or FireEye, right, or Fortinet and says, hey, by the way, bad actor, put him on your list too. And that information gets promulgated throughout all the firewalls and all the other session border controllers, which is the Sonus UC firewall, within the network. Suddenly, any attacks happening within the bank's network, no matter where they are in the branch, done. Right? It just can't happen because now everybody knows about it on the data side as well as the UC side. So there's no more exfiltration, no lateral movement. So that's where we're moving to in towards of cutting edge new things in terms of the UC security space.
You love this stuff, don't you?
I do.
I can tell it.
Yeah.
You can tell he loves it. McCullough Conrad, Sonus.net. Brilliant conversation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it,
I feel really safe. I think Security Guy Radio's stream may be well protected in the future. Thanks for coming on SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.